Lisa wants to hear from you. Call her at 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show is on WICC 600.
Welcome back to the show. Joining us now is Martha Zoller of WDUN down in Georgia, an expert on Georgia politics and still in recovery from her own health scare, non-COVID related. But Martha, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling better every day, Lisa. Thank you so much for asking and checking on me. I appreciate it.
All right, sweetheart. We won't tire your voice or breath too much. Tell us, give us the skinny on what's happening in Georgia on January 5th. What's happening down there?
Well, we've got a few more days of early voting, and we have record numbers of voters. Overall, Republicans are turning out a little higher than they did on November 3rd, but in the two biggest Republican districts, which is the 14th and the 9th, it's a little bit behind. And you can't win either of these seats if you do not have big turnouts in 14 and 9. And I know that's a little inside baseball, but it's that North Georgia region that is 38% of Republican voters in those two districts. So it's very important to get those folks out. People are barnstorming around. And look, the closing message is, you know, on the Raphael Warnock, John Ossoff side is, you know, these two rich people are trying to buy these seats. That's the closing message. When they've had plenty of money, too, 95% of it coming from New York and California on the Democratic side. And then in the on the Republican side, the message is we are going to let Joe Biden be Joe Biden. With a Republican-controlled Senate, then it's not going to lurch to the left. That's the closing message on the Republican side.
What is the impact, if any, of Donald Trump and his post-election activities on what's happening in Georgia?
It's very tricky because certainly in the metro Atlanta area, it is one of those things where you've got to really encourage Republican voters to get back out to vote. In the rural areas, what the fine line, the tightrope, if you will, that these Republican candidates are walking is that they need to get these Trump voters back out. And there's a whole bunch of Trump voters that are saying, well, we can't trust the system, so we're just not going to vote. And so President Trump has said, don't do that. He's coming back to Rome, Georgia on the, I think, Monday. It's either Sunday or Monday. I actually think it would have been better for him to just keep with the message of getting out to vote. But, you know, if you got the New York Post saying, Mr. President, the gig is up, he needs to concede, he needs to be gracious, and, you know, he needs to help people move on. We had another case that was thrown out in Georgia by this fake attorney, Lynn Wood, who, you know, they're leading people to believe that evidence isn't being heard. But you know that, of course, evidence is being heard. The evidence didn't rise to the level to be able to put it through to be a case to be heard. That's just the simple fact. And you cannot believe when the conspiracy theory gets more and more complicated, Lisa, where you've got judges appointed by multiple presidents and they're all against you, then pretty soon you've got to see that the conspiracy theories are not legit.
Oh, absolutely. You know, all these people saying to me, there's evidence. I'm like, everyone's looking at the evidence. There is no evidence. In other words, there's no persuasive evidence. There are claims.
Look,
anybody can make a claim, but that's not what evidence is. Evidence is facts to support your claim, and they're not there.
Look, the reason why our elections are so hard to throw is because we have something like 3,100 counties that act independently and then feed into states. And it's very difficult to do. Now, it is accepted by scholars that probably the Kennedy election was stolen, even in today. And there have been incidences where there has been some fraud throughout our history. But it's not, you know, it doesn't mean our system is corrupt. It means that our system is handled by human beings. And human beings make mistakes sometimes.
Yeah. So I saw also in Georgia that Stacey Abrams' sister is a judge, and she threw out something where 4,000 voters were going to be taken off the rolls. She decided that that was not a good idea to do right now. So she's leaving them on the rolls, despite the fact that bureaucratically they would have been taken off the rolls. Is that going to have an impact?
Yeah, I don't think so, because really these 4,000 voters, even though I don't agree with the judge's decision, because if you knew the process, which is first you have to not vote for 4 years, then for the next 2 years they send you letters to the address where you're registered. And then if you don't respond to any of those letters, then you get put on one of these lists, because it's pretty well determined you don't live in Georgia anymore if you go through this seven-year process. So these 4,000 people aren't going to vote unless they vote nefariously, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Got it.
Go through a very – because we're such a big state, Lisa, where people are moving in and out and in and out, you know, there are a lot of people that – you know, that sometimes don't change the registration and they've moved on to another state. And that's, you know, you've got to clean up the rolls every now and then.
Martha Zoller, I want to thank you. I don't want to tire you. If you had to predict, if you had to predict, are the Democrats going to get either one of those seats? Because either one would be upset.
It's going to be all or nothing. Okay. So either it'll go one way or the other. And, you know, if Republicans get back out, then Republicans will win both seats, because 53% in the special election voted for Republican candidates. And in the re-election of David Perdue, without the Libertarian, he easily wins. He was only 7,000 votes from winning outright.
So if, he wouldn't have had a runoff, right?
Yeah, if Republicans get out, then they win. But again, I'm not going to predict anything. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. I do think it'd be better for Joe Biden, though, to have a Republican Senate, because then he can be the kind of Joe Biden that we remember as far as working with people.
Yeah. In other words, if he has a Republican Senate, then he has a way to put brakes on the leftist element in his own party.
Yes.
He can blame certain log jams on the reality of a split government. But then in order to get anything passed that he cares about, he's got to have the cooperation of Mitch McConnell. And, you know, there are a lot of people who don't think that Mitch McConnell will ever cooperate with Joe Biden. I like to be more optimistic than that, because personally,
I think
they have their own friendship.
They have a relationship, right? This is not the same as Mitch McConnell and President Obama, where President Obama had only been in the Senate for, you know, days, basically 150 days or something like that, before he started running for president. Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden have a long relationship. I think I'm more optimistic. I'm like you are. I'm more optimistic. If that's the way it ends up, I think that they will work together on certain things.
Thank you, Martha Zoller. So it's all or nothing. You know what? If I had to predict, I think the Republicans traditionally don't show up early. They will show up on Election Day. And I think they'll, I think that Georgia will probably still go Republican. I think so.
I think so, too. I mean, you know, Republicans do turn out better for runoffs than Democrats do. That's one of the reasons why they're so concerned about, you know, Democrats are spending so much money on get out the vote. And you know what? This time Republicans are, too. We are not just assuming that people are going to turn out to vote. So people are walking neighborhoods, even in COVID.
They're walking neighborhoods. And it was also such a thin margin in the presidential. What did it end up being? It was less than 50,000 votes.
12,000
votes. So that tells you it's a very slim margin of victory for Democrats. If they don't have overwhelming turnout, they lose. Yeah.
And among those suburban women, many of them voted for Biden for president and David Perdue for Senate. Okay. And so they liked split government. And you know that,
you know,
people like checks and balances. And so even though you might have a couple of years where Democrats are in control of everything and a couple of years where Republicans, if you really look back on it, that's when we get in the messes. So I think split government is good.
Martha Zoller, be well on your road to recovery.
I will.
All right,
thank
sweetheart.
You.
And Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. Thanks, honey.
Happy New Year. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's Martha Zoller of WDUN. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll check in with a lot of the latest local headlines. Stay tuned.